Welcome to Five to Focus, a weekly podcast helping you center on Jesus by applying the Bible to life's struggles. Ryan Strother is your host. Now set aside any distractions and get focused.
What's your favorite song or hymn that you might sing at church? I could tell you my favorite hymn. In fact, I'm going to do something a little different this time on Five to Focus. We're going to take our 5 minutes to focus actually on the story and the lyrics behind my favorite hymn, which happens to be a hymn called It Is Well With My Soul. In fact, at our church, we just sang it yesterday, and it was included in our worship service. And I want to tell you the story behind it, and then I want to tell you, just to give you a little glimpse into the lyrics, especially one verse of this particular hymn, and just see how incredibly rich these hymns can be. And so really what I want to encourage you to do, more than just to learn about this particular hymn, is to realize that when we sing our songs of worship to the Lord, focus on the words that you're actually singing. And I hope that you do that whenever you have times of worship together. Horatio Spafford wrote this hymn, It Is Well With My Soul, and he died in 1888. So we have a hymn written in the 1800s, and let me tell you a little bit about what happened. Horatio Spafford was a Presbyterian layman. He's from Chicago, and he had a very successful legal practice and was a young businessman, but he was also a devout Christian. In fact, it's mentioned that one of his friends was Dwight Moody, D.L. Moody, from that Chicago area, and so that famous evangelist. Now, what happened, and those who know history would remember, in 1871 was the Great Chicago Fire, and most of Spafford's fortune just went away with that. He invested heavily in real estate along Lake Michigan, and so everything just was sort of lost overnight. And so, here's what happens. He desired rest for his family, for his wife and his four daughters, and he was actually wanting to go and assist D.L. Moody and Ira Sankey, who was a famed musician at the time, a church musician. He wanted to assist them in the campaign they were running in Great Britain. And so Spafford planned a European trip for his family in 1873. Well, in November of that year, due to some last-minute business developments, he had had to stay in Chicago, but he sent his wife and four daughters on ahead on a ship called the Ville du Havre. He expected to follow in just a few days, but on November 22nd, that ship was struck by an English vessel, and it sank in 12 minutes. Several days later, the survivors finally landed in Wales, and Mrs. Spafford survived, but she cabled back to her husband, saved alone. I mean, can you imagine that you lose your four daughters on this trip when he was hoping to find rest? And so Spafford left immediately to join his wife, and it's said that he penned the words to this hymn when he approached the area over the ocean thought to be where his daughters had sunk. And this is where he writes, "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." I can't imagine what was running through his mind really when he writes this, but could you put yourself in that spot? Could you see this type of faith in yourself? That no matter what would happen, you can always say, it is well with my soul. By the way, kind of a neat little note here is that in a hymnal, every hymn has what's called a tune. It's given a tune, and there's a name. And so in the back of a hymnal, a printed hymnal, you would find an index of tunes even. Do you know what the tune is called to this hymn? The tune is Ville du Havre, which is the name of the ship which his daughters died when it sunk. Can you imagine that? Horatio Spafford pens these words, and Philip Bliss later put it to music. I can't say that I have ever experienced anything quite to that magnitude as Horatio Spafford. There's not been some major, major loss or situation that I felt myself completely and deeply, deeply grieved over. There's been family members lost and things of that nature, but I knew that they were with the Lord, and it was okay. It was time for that. And our hymnal, the Baptist hymnal, the one that our church would use, is lists a verse, and I want to read this to you, 3 John verse 2. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. I hope that your soul is getting along well. And I want to encourage you to know that no matter what happens in your life, like Horatio Spafford, you can also say that you have such an unshakable faith that even when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever your lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. I hope your soul is well today. Hey, thanks for listening. I always appreciate you tuning into these episodes of Five to Focus. Remember, you can go to my website, ryanstrother.com. You can submit a podcast idea up at the top right. There's a form there you can fill out. And I hope that you'll continue to listen as we focus in on our faith in Jesus Christ.
Thanks for listening to Five to Focus. Make sure you subscribe and catch next week's episode as you stay centered on Jesus.